me now. Come with me now.
The Basics Radio Network. I am Lord Amadeus, the owner of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. My co-host is the legend himself. Ladies and gentlemen, El Vacant is here. Good evening, El Vacant.
Hola, mi hermano. ¿Cómo está?
Busy. So very busy.
Sí.
We are just 8 days away from the biggest pay-per-view in RAWF history. We're here in Chicago a week ahead of time. The superstars will be at the United Center tomorrow. And then, of course, next weekend, we are at Soldier Field for Immortal 8. It is going to be huge. It is one of the biggest extravaganzas we've ever had. And, yeah, I've just been very, very busy, as y'all might have figured out by now. But, El Vacant, how about you? How are you getting getting prepared for Immortal?
Well, I've been training, getting ready for my match. It's an odd match, so I've been doing things like, fighting the Ice Maker. I had a really good Donnybrook with the Nespresso machine in the cafeteria. I think that helped. Gave me some insight.
So you were preparing for Unstoppabot by wrestling appliances.
I mean, key.
Okay. I have a feeling Unstoppabot will be a little bit tougher than a Cuisinart.
I hope so, because that Nespresso machine didn't last very long. By the way, I am sorry for the people who can't have their coffee today.
That is, of course, one of our feature matches next week at Immortal 8. El Vacant versus Unstoppabot, a true clash of the titans, if you will. Just one of the many featured matches we have. We'll get to all of those in just a few minutes. But first, let's get to our GM reports. Let's start now, first of all. I got a report just a little while ago from PG. Signups for Season 4 of Psycho Corner are up, so make sure you go to the Psycho Corner scene and sign up for her next event. So thank you, PG, for that. Let's now turn to Unstoppabot's tag team report. So after 4 of 6 rounds, the top 5 tag teams are, in first place, Amore, DW, and Slashy, the former tag team champions, in first place looking to get a rematch. In second place are also former tag team champions, Hotness, Bees, and Tiggs. Tied for third place are School Buddies, which is Wolfie and Prince, and Swords and Scimitars, which is Claymore and Teflon Chic. And in fifth place, the reigning tag team champions, the Feral Beasts. That's Cougar and Beast, of course. So that's 4 of 6 rounds, 2 more left to go. Final round has been posted. Good luck to all teams. Season 4 of Tags is now open for sign-ups. Sign-ups will close after the Immortal pay-per-view radio show on April 25th. So that is your tag team report from Unstoppabot. Next up, we'll bring on our Ultimate Gauntlet GM to let us know if there's any chance for an Ultimate Gauntlet title match at Immortal. He is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit. All them bitches better recognize again. Motherfucker on the block and I'm baptizing blood of the ball. G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat it that hologram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no rat that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggots still sleep by the open wounds. Stress like a
mega. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon, good evening.
Good evening. To answer your question, if there's a chance of a match at Immortal, probably not. Listen, the Ultimate Gauntlet, it's always running. There's no set schedule of days or anything. I do new matches constantly as soon as they finish, so I can never say never, but we've had a bit of a tangled mess here over the last time since I've reported. We've had Deez, we've had Sassy, we've had Lord of Pain, we've had Hotshot Chaz, all fail after one successful victory in the gauntlet. We now have Nightcrawler, who is at only one victory, currently taking on Mark Caliber to move on to his second.
All right. Wow. Yeah, it seems like that's been a they've been passing the hot potato there over in the Ultimate Gauntlet. All right. So highly unlikely. But as you said, I suppose there's still a slight chance if Nightcrawler gets his act together, wins five in a row here in 8 days, that we might actually get that title match. But if not, oh, so be it. That is the nature of the beast when Ultimate Gauntlet only get title matches every so often. So, all right. Thank you, Paragon. And next up, she is the First Lady of Anarchy. She is...
Oh. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. What steps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just leave myself and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is your High Voltage Invitational and Anything Goes GM. She is the Cougar Cougs. Good evening.
Good evening, LA. How are you?
I'm fine. Did I work you too hard the past couple weeks?
Yeah.
Would you like to rephrase that?
Too many speaking engagements?
Yeah,
apparently.
Too many press conferences.
I'm sorry. Maybe you can take a couple hours off after the show, okay?
Okay.
All right. So if you can, and you know, don't strain yourself too much. But how's everything going in the High Voltage Invitational?
Oh, let me move to that one. I have almost all of the first set of matches done. And we have a two-way tie for first place and a two-way tie for third and fourth place. So we've got Mithras and Wolfie battling it out right now to see who's going to win. And then we have right on their tail Chaz and Hobo. And it's 5 points separating all of them. The last three matches dropped today. So we should have a competitor for Sunday.
All right. Sounds good. The winner, of course, will face Claymore for the White Lightning Championship at Immortal 8 next week. So I hear we have some finals in the Anything Goes. Let us know who won.
Back to High Voltage. Season 4 is in sign-up, and sign-ups will close on the 26th. I'm organized here.
Yeah, I'm just... Ah, maybe I've been working too hard. Okay, so.
That's not true.
Skeet. Anyways. Okay, Coop.
Okay. On Sunday, we had the finals of Season 2 with Lady Vex and Hobo battling it out, and that was an amazing match. Hobo was victorious, so he will be facing Boney. We are holding that championship match until Immortal. Boney has already sent me his match request. It's going to be a submission match, which is normal wrestling moves, but they must use a hold move before they can pin their opponent.
All right. And that will be Anything Goes at Immortal. Boney and Hobo Ezekiel. So... All right. Looking forward to that. What's that?
Season three of Anything Goes is in sign-ups now. It will also close on the 26th of April.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Cougs. You're a trooper. I appreciate you coming on here. Strain it, you know. And hope get some rest. Hopefully you get that voice back. Do you want to come on later and talk about your matches at Immortal, or... would you just like to rest?
Let's see how it goes.
Fair enough. You let
Tell
me
Mike
know.
Tell Mike Fuller to stop making you scream so much. This is not okay.
I'm not touching that. All right.
That's not what he said.
All right. Thank you very much, Cougs, for that report. So things moving along in all the divisions. Everything's running on smooth cylinders. Hatfield and McCoy, the season is over. And while Judgment doesn't appear to be here at the moment, I can tell you that the winner and challenger for Beast Hatfield and McCoy Championship will be the former Hatfield and McCoy champion, Maeve O'Hare, who will try to regain that title from Beast after losing it to him at Unyielding. We'll talk with Maeve about that and more here in just a little while. But first, we got to get to some tournament updates, and then, highly anticipated, I'm sure, the early rankings for this period. But let's take a look at some of the tournaments going on in RAWF. You got the Arsehole of the Month right now, almost over, but it is in the finals. The winner will face the Immortal Griffith for the men's championship. It'll be either the Rider Johnny Blaze or Mithras the Title Machine. Wow. That could get interesting. If it is indeed Mithras the Title Machine, but don't count Johnny Blaze out just yet. But that could be a very interesting matchup considering what happened last year at Immortal. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Biatch of the Month, the winner will face Tigress for the Estrogen Championship at Immortal. Right now, Maeve O'Hare has made the finals, and we are waiting on the winner between Jerrica Paige and Wildfire to see who will face her in the finals of the Biatch of the Month to face Tigress for the Estrogen title at Immortal. Extra Points Tournament. It is down to the nitty-gritty there. It is right now sitting in the finals. We're waiting for the other semifinal is the Immortal Griffith. He is waiting on the winner of the Paragon of Greatness and IKP. To see who he faces in the final for the extra points this season. Let's take a look at the St. Patrick's Day tournament. It's been going on for a while now. We are in the quarterfinals, waiting on one quarterfinal matchup to finish. It will be Dev versus Kitos. You have Kane the Governor, the Cougar, and Uber Vegan TPO all making it to the semifinals. Cougar versus TPO. Kane awaits the winner of Dev and Kitos. Let's take a look at the Xanther Donation Tournament. This is for all the people who donated to the Xanther Tournament. The winner, of course, gets a entrance video by Beast, and those runner-up gets a promo pick by me. And right now, we are in the final matchup, Simply the Best versus the Immortal Griffith. One will get an entrance video, the other a promo pick. So congratulations to those two. All right. I believe that's all the tournaments I can update you on at the moment, except for the fact the Xanther, the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, of course, also starts at Immortal next week, and we are still taking signups. You still have time to get into the Xanther tournament right now. Let me take a look. Let me count this here. 2, 3, 4, 7. Let's see. What's 7 times 16? That's 116 people now signed up for the Xanther to Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. You still have time to do so if you haven't already. If you're not in RAWF and want to be a part of this big tournament, of course, it is 100 million coins and 10,000 wrestler bucks to the winner, an entrance video and a promo pick. Runner-up gets 45 million coins, 4,000 wrestler bucks, a promo pick. The two semifinalists each get 20 million coins and 2,000 wrestler bucks, and each quarterfinalist will get 5 million coins and 500 wrestler bucks. A total payout of 205 million coins, 20,000 wrestler bucks, an entrance video, and two promo picks. Those are the totals. You still have time to get in if you haven't already, folks. I will hit the button on the tournament next Sunday night right here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. All right, El Vacant, you have the early returns for the RAWF Top 25. Let them have it.
All right, everybody. So like I said, this is all, I know, you know, fairly near, but with everything going on, we only have the first four done because certain people are really slow in their matches and they've kind of hindered some stuff. But, you know, hey, that's how it is. So four out of, what is it, 10, I believe, this period? Yes, four out of 10. All right. In 25th place, we have our current Midnight, White Lightning champion, our current White Lightning champion, Claymore. In 24th place, we have Knox Boogie. We have a tie for 22nd place. That tie is between Teflon Sheik and Hotshot Chaz. Hotshot Chaz, it's just fun to say. Right. In 21st place, we have Scythe. In 20th place, we have, look at that, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack, hobo Ezekiel in 20th place. In 19th place, I don't think I've ever seen this name before. Spade, we have someone named Spade, and he is in 19th place. So hello, Spade, I don't know you, but congratulations. In 18th place, we have Money Sue, the mouth that never quits. In 17th place, oh, pardon me, a little agua here. In 17th place, we have the Champion's Choice Champion himself, Killer Neptune. We have another tie. In tie for 15th place, we have our rule. That's right. Wolfie is in one place. And then we have everybody's favorite, I don't know, the knife-wielding maniac, I guess, with a name like this, Slashy. All right. In 14th place, we have the Paragon of Greatness. In 13th place, we have the Midnight Hobo Champion, Maeve O'Hare. In 12th place, we have Domino Warrior at DW over there, for the people who don't know. In 11th place, we have the Pure One himself, Uber Vegan. Uber Vegan. It's not just a vegan, it's a super vegan. I wonder if he has like a little emblem on his chest when he pulls his shirt open. I digress. In 10th place, we have, his name. Mrs. Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon Badger Dragon, I don't know. Yeah. All right. In 9th place, we have the Multimedia Champion, Dev. In 8th place, we have the man who wears other people's faces, Uncle Frank. We have 7th place now, and that is our current Superstars Champion, Mithras, the Title Machine. In 6th place, we have Cassie Joe. In 5th place, we have our current national champion, the power player himself, Luke Cage. In 4th place, we have our current triple crown champion, the Brick City Bard himself, Liam O'Shaughnessy. In 3rd place, we have our current estrogen champion. Oh, congratulations, Titus. In 2nd place, we have simply the best, better than all the rest. Oh, sorry. And then that leaves us in 1st place. We have our World Men's Supreme Fighter Ultimate Gauntlet Champion, the Immortal
Beaver Dragon. Oh, sorry.
I see what you did there.
Oh, shoot. But yes, the Immortal Griffith sitting at number one.
The Beaver Dragon Championship? I wasn't familiar with that one. Who's that named after?
Never mind. All right. The Immortal Griffith sitting at number one. Simply the best. Where has he come from? Last period, he was up there and got himself a shot at the FUBAR City Championship. And now sitting at number two early on in this rankings period, he's come out of nowhere.
I take full credit for this.
Why do you take full credit for simply the best?
He kind of poked his head up, and I was pointing out that it's a very egotistical name, and it was very egotistical for someone so low on the list. And I guess apparently his ego didn't like that, so I was like, well, fine, if I'm good, you know, I have to get higher on the list.
All right. Tomorrow's Superstars comes to you from the United Center in Chicago. Right now, one match for sure, and that is for the Superstars Championship. Mithras, the title machine, to defend against fellow RAWF Hall of Famer Killa Neptune, who I also believe is a former Superstars champion. So hell of a main event tomorrow in Chicago as we are at the final stop before we hit Immortal tomorrow in the United Center. All right. So with that being said, we now turn our attention to Immortal 8. As I've already mentioned, the Xantha the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament will start at Immortal 8. And also, we will be announcing the new class of the 2021 RAWF Hall of Fame at Immortal 8. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to doing that. The Hall of Fame committee has made their decisions. I already know who's all going in. No, you can't bribe me to tell you. Or maybe you can. I guess it depends. But at any rate.
I have chalupas.
You have what?
I have chalupas.
No. Your chalupas are no.
Tequila.
No. No, I'm afraid there's nothing you could offer me. Can't do it. All right. At any rate, with that being said, here is the lineup for matches thus far at Immortal 8, and it is going to be damn interesting. Just signed not too long ago, probably about an hour ago, newcomer to RAWF, the Belt Collector, to take on Strangleheart in a match Strangleheart is kind of an expert on, especially here in RAWF, a four-corner Texas bull rope match. Belt Collector called Strangleheart for a match, and Strangleheart said, well, we'll do it, but it's got to be my specialty. So that match will happen at Immortal 8. Fubar City Street Fight, it will be Moxie taking on Mithras the Title Machine. Moxie calling out Mithras for this fight. Interesting enough, very interesting. Mithras would accept that kind of match. But then again, it is what it is. We'll see Moxie versus Mithras in a Fubar City Street Fight. War Games, there will be a War Games match at Immortal. You have Chris Cage, Luke Cage, the Lord of Pain, and Wildfire taking on the four members of Black Irish in War Games at Immortal 8. A lot of history in between all of those people, including and most especially Liam O'Shaughnessy and the Lord of Pain. Excalibur and DFA, the Caliber brothers Mark and Alex, along with Demented Fallen Angel, found a challengers in their six-man challenge they made a couple of weeks ago. It will be Zyberlynx, the Lord of Pain, and newcomer Chris Sharpenstein. They all join forces, and I believe they are the Void Hackers. Will be taking on Excalibur and DFA. We mentioned the Clash of the Titans match between Elvacan and Stompabot a little while ago. We have a grudge match, an old-fashioned grudge match. This rivalry has gone on for many years. It continues at Immortal 8. It is the Razor taking on his arch nemesis, Jericho Page. Very special challenge match. Looking forward to this one because I'm in it, as Lady Vex challenged me to a match at Immortal 8 in her hometown of Chicago. I accepted. That will happen here 8 days from tonight. And a Say Your Prayers match between the Paragon of Greatness and Claymore. Still not sure what that means, but I hear I may find out. I may have a message that allows me to know what that is here tonight. We'll probably hear that in just a little while. We mentioned the Anything Goes title match between Boney and Hobo Ezekiel. We mentioned Beast will defend the Hatfield-McCoy Championship against former champion Maeve O'Hare. We now know that the Cougar will defend her Powerball Championship against Papa Shaker, who won the Powerball tournament that I meant to mention earlier, but this works just as well. This one's going to be a good one. I'm very much looking forward to the multimedia title match. Two very, very feisty competitors. You have Dev taking on Cassie Joe. Liam O'Shaughnessy defends his Triple Crown Championship but he defends it against one of his Black Irish in Scythe again. It will be Liam and Scythe in the match like it was at Unyielding, only this time Liam is the champion. Scythe is one of the challengers, and stuck in the middle and possibly outnumbered is former RAWF World Heavyweight Champion and Hall of Famer Knox Boogie. He is a former Triple Crown champion, though he might have an ace or two up his sleeve. Maeve O'Hare to defend the Midnight Hobo Championship against former world champion and RAWF Hall of Famer Uncle Frank, the Monster of the Hills. Fubar City Championship should be good. It's the alphabet match. You have IKP and STB, Iceman King Parsons, and Simply the Best going at it for the Fubar City Championship at Immortal 8. National Championship, it will be Luke Cage defending against Hotshot Chaz. Platinum Dragon Championship D's to defend against Mithras the Title Machine. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, your main event, the Immortal Griffith, Paragon of Greatness. It is possibly the greatest rivalry in RAWF history. It will happen at Immortal 8, the main event for the World Heavyweight Championship. It is one hell of a lineup, and it will just continue getting bigger as we find out who Griff will defend the men's title against Tiggs to defend the estrogen title. Feral Beast will defend the tag team titles. Claymore will defend the White Lightning Championship, and Killa Neptune deciding on who he will defend the Champions Choice Championship against, and then, of course, Griff to defend the Supreme Fighter title. All this, and who knows what much more we have on store for you at Immortal 8. Al Vacant, as I said.
All that and a taco truck, too.
All that and a bunch of taco trucks, and apparently some halftime entertainment as well. It is going to be the greatest night in RAWF history. It all happens next Sunday, and we will be here live on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be a happening, I promise you that. All right, so, wow, a lot to unwrap here, El Vacant. We've talked at length about the Immortal Griffith versus Paragon for the World Heavyweight Championship, but Paragon... that is not the only match on his plate, nor is it Griff's only match of the night. But Paragon also has a match against Claymore, this whatever the Say Your Prayers match is. And, I know Paragon, this has been almost a year in the making between these two. He's got a grudge match against somebody, against a man he's got to vanquish. And then he's got a match against his probably toughest rival in RAWF for the World Heavyweight Championship. Talk to me about how you feel Paragon of Greatness will fare at Immortal 8.
It's often, I talk about how, smart money and all this other stuff, where I would bet. It's those lovely times where my personal desire for who is, to have who wins and who, logic says will win line up so well. I think not only is the smart money on Paragon, but I will be so happy to watch him pound the living hell out of that thing. I can't call him a man because no. Worm is good.
It is going to be happening. There's no doubt about it. Paragon, Claymore, Paragon also challenging the main event for the World Heavyweight Championship. Griffith versus Paragon. I mean, we've talked. How many years now have we talked about when these two face up for the World Heavyweight Championship or any title on pay per view? It's always a happening. Always interesting.
It's been a long time. This is a long time. I think it's 8 years this rivalry is going on or some crazy number. I don't know. It's been before I got here. I know that.
Yeah, it has been. It's been going for a while. These two have fought on many a pay-per-views, although in recent times, not as much. But there for a while, a couple years ago, they were facing off at every pay-per-view for some sort of title. And they have faced off for the World Heavyweight Championship on at least a couple of occasions before, this one notwithstanding. Now, of course, they were also...
You know it's a lot when they make fun of how many times it was.
Agreed. Agreed. And, of course, at last year's Immortal, it was a triple threat match for the World Heavyweight Championship. These two were involved along with Mithras, who at the time was the champion, came out of retained the title at Immortal against these two. Now these two go at it one-on-one, mano-a-mano, World Heavyweight Championship on the line. Griff, we don't know Griff's opponents for the men's championship. Is he going to either be Mithras, the title machine, or Johnny Blaze? Now, and this is not to take anything away from Johnny Blaze, but I think the storyline gets a little bit more interesting if it's Mithras, the title machine. Imagine if you're the Immortal Griffith, you have to face the Paragon of Greatness and Mithras, the title machine, for two of the top titles in RAWF on the same night.
I'm sure he'll love that.
You're probably not wrong. You're probably not wrong.
Hold on, let me try that again. I'm sure he'll love that. Was that better?
Oh, wow. Maybe he will. You never know. Plus, on top of that, he'll have to defend the Supreme Fighter Championship against who knows who. So you throw all of that. It could be a very interesting night for the Immortal Griffith at the pay-per-view he believes is named after him. But with that being said, you got Luke Cage defending the national title against Chaz. And we've talked about Chaz many times now, how he's been searching for that first RAWF championship. Could he get it at Immortal 8 against Luke Cage for the national title?
I think he could. Yeah, I think it is completely possible that he could walk out with that title. I actually think it's likely that he will.
You think it's likely that Hotshot Chaz beats Luke Cage for the national title at Immortal? That's your prediction.
That is my prediction. Look, how long have I been saying my gut says this kid is due? How long have I been saying it?
I mean, you've been saying, yes, you have been saying it, and I've been agreeing with you. And
right.
This
it just feels like if it's going to happen, it makes sense for it to happen on the biggest stage of the year.
Well, let's hear the words, because after Luke beat the Paragon of Greatness a couple weeks ago on Superstars to become the new national champion, after the match was over, Aggie got involved and set the national title belt on fire. Now,
because of course he did.
Luckily, there was not much damage to the belt. Otherwise, I would severely punish Aggie for this transgression, because you know how much I love it when people destroy my title belts. But
especially ones with history.
It seems to have had an effect on the reigning national champion, Luke Cage. Let's take a listen.
This kid, what you call domination, it's a combination of skill and concentration. To rise to the occasion, do something amazing, cause anything that I do, I dominate it. This kid, what you call domination, it's a combination of skill and concentration.
Stop the music. Yes, Luke is now the RAWF national champion, but he did not dominate. In fact, far from it. That match came right down to the wire. But the list of those who have defeated you, Paragon, for a singles title is short. And now Luke's name can be added to that list. A championship match in which Luke had to put up the ultimate collateral. His RAWF career and his very soul. Leading up to that match, you claimed not to know what Luke had meant by a soul for soul. But in our match, my soul was on the line to get one last opportunity to fulfill my destiny. But ever since that venom attack by Aggie and Costra Nostra, Luke has felt different. I've been different. All I see now are the flames. And all I can hear are Aggie's taunts in my head. His voice. That unblinking stare. That frozen grin. Somehow, they've had an effect on me that I can't explain. Now, I am not immortal. I am certainly not a god. But I am different, unique, and enhanced. So when Aggie, after my championship match, with a wave of his hand, ignited and engulfed the RAWF national title in flames, I still took it up and claimed it as my own. And somehow, the flames persist. They still burn. And as I felt the flames engulf me, I was not afraid. Not burned. Those flames would not go out. Would not be extinguished. The flames still persisted. And now those flames are a part of me. Somehow making me even stronger. So now, Hotshot Chaz has become the new number one contender for the national title. A man that in the past I have never been able to defeat. A man about whom it has been said is due to be a champion. And no doubt you feel that this is your time due to our past history. But just know this. I am not the same man you faced in the past. I can't say how or why, but there's a fire burning inside of Luke now. A fire that seeks to engulf any opponent I face. It engulfed Paragon. It may well consume you. So even with all of Anarchy by your side now, as you have them, nothing can stop Luke from sending you on a journey.
Those words from your reigning national champion, Luke Cage. Interesting circumstances we find our champion in after what happened to him and his national title belt, El Vacant. What did you take away from what you've just heard?
I don't honestly know. There was a lot to unpack there.
Indeed. It seems like Luke's got a lot of issues on his mind, and it may turn to Hotshot Chaz's advantage at Immortal 8. We will find out next week, but it does not sound like Luke Cage is in the best of places right now after what happened in his national title victory over the Paragon of Greatness. Well, I think it's time we bring back the Paragon of Greatness. A lot to unpack with him for Immortal 8. Sir Paragon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So,
you know, sometimes you get so engrossed in what's going on, you kind of forget that little microphone mute button.
Yes, indeed. It's a happening around here, Paragon, to say the least. So where do we start with you? Because at Immortal 8, possibly the two biggest matches of your entire RAWF career will be happening. Possibly you want to say that about the match against Griffith, no doubt about that, because it is for the most prestigious prize. It is the fourth Immortal in a row that you've been in the main event. So that in itself is not an uncommon thing. It's not the first time you've faced the Immortal Griffith for the World Heavyweight Championship. That also is a familiar scene. But let's talk about the match with Claymore first, the Say Your Prayers match. Have you been informed of exactly what the Say Your Prayers match is?
Well, I'll tell you, Claymore, he's given this vague inkling. I've got a pretty good idea. I was told to stay tuned. I don't know exactly what that means. If you'd like, I could give you my best stab at what this guy has got a hold of for us.
I mean, you can go for it, and then I can play the answer. Because I have it right here.
You know what? I don't think that I need to speculate. Why don't we go ahead and see what Claymore has to say, and then I'll go ahead and tell you a thing or two about what I think about Claymore.
All right, let's do so.
Feel it in the air. That buzz can only mean one thing. Mortals looming, and the time for games is over. Paragon showed his true character at Unyielding, selling out his fans to save himself some cash. Well, that's what he thought, anyway. Oops. But now, I find myself being forced into a match by the powers that be. I'm already advertised on the card in a match I haven't formally accepted. I find myself asking, what do I have to gain from this? I mean, I'll be stepping in the ring with an angry bear of a man. A man that I made humiliate himself on the radio. So what's in this for me? See, I've thought on this for a while. With no title on the line, all I have is an opportunity to double down. Embarrassing the Paragon on a pokey radio show is one thing. But what about the biggest event in RAWF? It's good, but I don't just want to beat the guy. So here's what's going to happen. I'll fight the Paragon, but I choose a stipulation. The match will be a Say Your Prayers match. Anything goes. No pinfalls, no submissions. I will beat the Paragon to a thin paste. And the only way the pain will stop is for him to literally beg for it to stop. I'm talking hands in a prayer position. Please, Claymore, no more, have mercy. The Paragon will be forced to grovel to the good man on the biggest show in RAWF history. And then I will step up to the plate and be the true hero that radical America needs. This is the stipulation, and it is non-negotiable. The Paragon agrees, or the Paragon stands alone in the ring, waiting for a man that will never arrive. Oh, and one last thing. Parents, please don't bring your kids to the show. Protect them from the cruel world. I know things will turn out for the best in the end, but they don't need to see their hero die. Do what is right, just like I will. See you in Chicago.
Ironically, this man has just answered my prayers. This is exactly what I was hoping he meant by a Say Your Prayers match. I want to make sure that I'm understanding this correctly before I get too excited. It appears he's claiming this is a match wherein there are no pinfalls, no submissions. Victory is attained through having your opponent literally beg for mercy, humiliating themselves on the grandest stage in RAWF, showing the world that they not only admit defeat, but that the other man has beaten them so senselessly that they have no option other than to beg and plead for their life in the ring. Claymore, you've outdone yourself this time. You've done a lot of stupid things over the last year or so. You pissed off the wrong person, and best believe, come Immortal, you'll find out that you messed with the wrong one. But I gotta say, this stipulation, I'm not sure what the hell you were thinking, because you have done something amazing, but not so much for yourself, because you've created an opportunity where I can take the rage that has been built within me for an entire year, and I get to channel that into a vicious pummeling that you cannot stop with the rope breaks. You cannot stop by telling the referee to put away the foreign object. You cannot hide. You cannot run. All you can do is beg, please, Paragon, please do not beat me any worse. And, you know, after this whole year running down my name, trying to assassinate my character, going after my family, making it personal, humiliating me on radio, making me read that stupid statement, I cannot wait until Immortal, when I get my chance to throttle that pedantic, pontificating, pretentious bastard, that belligerent scumbag skid mark on RAWF's underside, and at his core, what I will expose as the whiny, sniveling coward that he has been since day one. There's no escaping anymore at this point. I don't know if he thinks he's going to bank on the fact that Paragon claims to be such a nice guy. He couldn't possibly beat me that badly, and he thinks that he's going to be able to do what he likes to do, weasel his way through some sort of technicality, maybe try to take advantage of me being nice and get an upper hand. Absolutely fucking not. Adam Mortal, Claymore is going to find out that there's no more manipulation of the RAWF universe, and for the final boss, it is game over.
Wow. It will be a happening, and a Say Your Prayers match at Immortal 8. You can only win if you can make your opponent beg and pray for mercy. Wow. That is definitely a first in RAWF. How that... Paragon, are you sure you're ready for this type of match?
Listen, you can't confuse being a good guy with being incapable of violent acts. Claymore has spent a year earning the ass-kicking that is coming his way. And the only thing that is going to save Claymore is having the entire world watch him crawl on his hands and knees and beg for mercy.
All right. Well, those words from the Paragon of Greatness about his match at Immortal 8 with Claymore. It's been a year in the making. Will this end at all between you and Claymore, Paragon, no matter win or lose?
I tell you, it's going to be pretty hard for this whole saga to continue when there's going to be no more Claymore come the end of Immortal.
All right. Fair enough. Well, now I have to ask you about the main event. The Immortal Griffith World Heavyweight Championship, familiar territory all the way around. How are you going about preparing for the Immortal Griffith?
That's a really simple question, but it's a really complicated answer. You know, look, every single week I come out here on After Hours, I talk about how much I care about the RAWF fans. I tell you how much I sacrifice for them. I tell you just how hard I'm willing to work to make sure that they get nothing but the absolute best. But with that in mind, I'm not going to talk about that tonight. What I'm going to talk about instead is all of the people out there in the chat, and indeed all of the little people on all of the people on that little tab, that's more of a Griffith kind of line, don't you think? All of the people on that little tab in the RAWF homepage that says roster, these are the people that I'm going to talk about. You know, everybody out there, I'm sure that you've already pretty much tuned out at this point because I tend to ramble a little bit. But I'm going to bring you right back into it because I'm talking about you, every single one of you out there. You see, there's a concept in this industry known as a wrestler's wrestler. Someone who knows this business inside and out and understands that sometimes you have to be about yourself, but most of the time you have to be about what's best for all of the parties involved. Someone that, you know, the people in the back and the head office and the entire roster can look at and realize they are made better for having this asset among them. Sometimes, you know, such a wrestler's impact isn't truly appreciated until their legacy is looked at retrospectively, and some are acknowledged in their own time. I'd like to think of myself as the latter. Of course, you know, nobody can please everybody, and there are plenty that would love to see me gone, but the difference between myself and Griffith, help, and Claymore, both of my opponents at Immortal, is that even those who cannot stand me can come to me, suggest a way in which the two of us can help improve this company, raise the stock of everybody in the back, be the tide that raises all ships, and without ego, without hesitation, I will agree to help. I will deliver for this person. I will deliver for this company. I will make every segment that I am involved in better. There's not an opponent in the back that you could talk to that has worked with me for any amount of time that wouldn't tell you that their time working directly with Paragon of Greatness has not elevated their profile in this business. And then there's the Immortal Griffith. Now listen, don't hear what I'm not saying here. The Immortal Griffith, absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, number one with a bullet, the greatest competitor in the history of RAWS. There's no denying that. There's no way around it. There's no lie that you could tell to convince somebody otherwise. Griffith is the man. But he does seem to have this tendency to kind of wither the things around him away, to make people lesser for have working with him. And that's the clash that makes Immortal Greatness such a special rivalry here in RAWF, because you have got this destructive force that burns down the woods as he blasts a path straight through it. And you've got this entity that will sacrifice his very being, if necessary, to make every single moment as special and important as it could possibly be. And when you have the proverbial immovable object and irresistible force clash, you have an explosion that nobody could look away from. You've got a spectacle that the world, even those who are not attuned to this sport, people who are not fans of the sport, are forced to turn and look in awe at the spectacle that is created when such a clash happens. Immortal Greatness, every single time it happens on pay-per-view, doesn't just please the RAWF fans. It doesn't just pop the crowd in the back. It creates new fans, new generations of people who will tune into this sport, who will one day become members of a future roster of this sport, creating new generations of professional wrestling. Immortal Greatness is a generational feud that defines the two most decorated champions in the greatest company in this world. Between the two of us, 59 championships, 59 title reigns between the Immortal Griffith and Paragon of Greatness. Between us, 7 immortal main events, 10 world heavyweight championships, this is not just on paper, but in reality, a clash of epic proportions, the kind of thing that you can build and expand a company around, and everybody, and I don't mean myself, I don't mean Griffith, I don't even mean you, LA, I mean everybody, everyone out in the chat, all of us, will get to look at that check that we get from the gate and realize, damn, this situation has been improved for the entire industry for having the match.
Okay, well, Paragon, a lot said there. That being said, next week here on After Hours, will you be here?
Absolutely.
Next week here on After Hours, I would like to have the official contract signing between you and the Immortal Griffith for that World Heavyweight main event.
You know, I'll get my pen ready. You know, I think that you're right. A moment like this, a match like this, requires a very public official signing. I love it. Can't wait.
Okay. Sounds good, Paragon. So we will talk to you again next week about everything. We got a lot to talk about. Oh, well, you know what? We will hopefully have the contract signing next week. We will see. But that is the intention. All right?
All right.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick song break. When we return, a lot of people still yet to get to talk about Immortal 8. We've got a lot to unwrap. So, with that being said, this is RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network. We'll be back.
Soaking through the floor and buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after. Your fever dream, can't you see you getting closer? Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open.
We won't come down, and the sun can't stop us now. takes over. Blood is running, heart is pumping, as the battle gets closer. They can say what they want now, 'cause we'll be screaming. Every spotlight, every soundbite, everybody who gave up is just a fuel for wanting him more than anybody against us. They can say what they want now, 'cause we'll be screaming now. We can be
gentlemen. This is RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network. We now bring on the man who will be defending his world title at Immortal Age. And if, you know, he has never successfully defended the world title, even though he's held it more times than anyone else in RAWF history. Can he change that history at the pay-per-view aptly named Immortal?
Yoo-hoo! I'll make you famous.
Immortal.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is your World Heavyweight Champion, among other titles that he holds here in RAWF. He is the Immortal Griffith. Griffith, good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening.
Are you okay?
I'm just lovely.
You seem a little.
I love being slandered on national radio. I do.
Ooh, oh, did I miss something?
You know, the entire 8-hour-long speech about how I'm such a horrible person and I don't do the work for the company and I bury everyone in my path and I destroy careers. That you missed all that? That was just said to you just before this song.
Okay. I mean,
Let's be clear about something. I find it ironic that the person who sits there and claims that I don't help this company, that I don't build up this company, that I don't build superstars in this company day in and day out is only here because I put him on the map. Paragon came in here and yeah, he did some work and he worked with people and he was the happy-go-lucky guy, but his feud with me put him over like nothing in his career ever did, ever could, or ever will again. I am the reason the Paragon of Greatness is a household name in the RAWF universe. Me. I put a spotlight on every person who steps in the ring with me, and to say I don't is disrespectful to me and the people I've worked with.
Okay.
You say I burn a path through the forest and, you know, don't care what happens. The only people who've ever been burned down me are the people who have disrespected me. And I have always been very clear about that. I have earned my respect and I will have it. And I don't care who you are. If you don't give it to me, I'll take it. I thought Paragon had learned that lesson. Apparently, he hadn't. So it's time to teach him again. That's fine. I got the biggest stage in the industry to do it on now, don't I?
You know what? Let's forget about the contract signing next week. Let's just get it done now because it sounds like this could get interesting. Paragon, why don't you come back in here?
Oh, my goodness. You want to dance, Griff? We can dance. Listen. I am not a star in RAWF because of you. I am a star in RAWF despite you. You did everything you possibly could to throw salt on my momentum the second I walked into this door because you saw somebody who could match you on every single way in this ring. You saw somebody who could take your spotlight and you didn't like it. You went out of your way to try to extinguish Paragon of Greatness before he even started, and yet from the ashes sprung a star. You had nothing to do with my rise as a star. You had everything to do with the reason why it took me a year in RAWF before I got off the ground, before Cataclysm 2017, where I beat your ass all over the ring to the most thunderous reaction this crowd and this fandom has ever heard when Paragon of Greatness defeated the Immortal Griffith for the World Heavyweight Championship and put to end a year of burial.
That's an interesting way to put it. Let's have a history lesson so we can actually have a talk about what really happened. Because if you recall, there was a point in time where someone in this conversation, it's not me, was doubting themselves and having this horrible time. And who was it that stepped up and forced them to make themselves great again? Who was it that took your mask and only gave it back when you proved you were ready? Who was it that did everything in their power to make you hungry again? It was me. Do you think I did that to bury you? I did that because I need one thing in this industry, and that is a challenge. And you, believe it or not, are one of the few people I've ever actually considered one. So don't sit here and cry in your little purple mask because I was tough on you. I have never gone easy on anyone, and I wasn't going to start with you, especially someone who actually, hey, you're right. You took a title from me. I mean, it only took 874 tries, but you did it. So good for you. But hey, guess what? Don't sit here and tell me that I don't do everything in my power to make RAWF better, because I'll tell you right now, RAWF is the star of this industry because of people like me. Not just me, but I'm sure as hell in that list, buddy.
Oh, yeah, you don't bury anybody. You, the guy who kits up in no-sells before you put a boot on somebody's throat and talk down to them before you win. A guy who kits up just before no-selling and telling somebody that they were lucky when you lose. Hey, buddy, you know, I heard the latest cut of your theme song. I was wondering to myself, I thought, you know, does this guy's abdomen get sore from all of the self-filating that he does? But then I thought, no, he's probably pretty
flexible. No, it's big enough. I don't have to bend.
All of the gymnastics that he does when he justifies losing. Look, your sympathetic act over this last month or so talking about how you can't defend World Heavyweight Championships, that's something that nobody's buying because you have never been a sympathetic character. You have been this guy who just runs straight through people. You put a hole in everybody and everything that you walk through, and you don't give a damn about it. This isn't RAWF to you. This is the Griffith Wrestling Federation, and it always has been. I'll tell you what. Let's play a game. Somebody out in the chat, say a catchphrase and, like, wait a week or two, and let's see if Griff just says it casually on a radio show and pretends like nobody has ever thought of that catchphrase before and that he just invented that. Or, I got another game.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? Are you sitting here live on fucking radio going to call me a fucking gimmick stealer?
Oh, no, I'm not calling you a gimmick.
No, fuck you. I'm out.
You have to have a gimmick to steal one.
That was over the fucking
line. You want to play another game, everybody? I'll play another one. Someone out there in chat, why don't you make an obscure reference? Let's see how long it takes for Griff to pretend like he got it and start talking about the thing that you referenced. I'm guessing it'll take, I don't know, about as long as it takes to Google the quote, because God forbid the immortal not be the most knowledgeable person in the universe and not dominate somebody else's conversation. Or, you know, I'm probably being a little bit hard on him. I mean, he doesn't actually target the roster specifically. I mean, just wait a week and find whatever the most badass quote on TV that week was. I'm sure Griff will tell you that character stole his line. I mean, damn. You think Walter White's going to put himself over? How dare those TV writers think anybody but Griffith is allowed to say literally anything to move themselves forward without suffering the consequences?
Okay. I think that'll be enough for now. Thank you, Paragon. Thank you, Griff. I think we're going to take another quick song break. When we return, there'll be other people to talk to. This is RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio and Network.
Be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm stronger. Bet my dues can't lose, I'm a own ya. Hey, I've been working my whole life, and now it's do or die. I am in.
for the courage I possess through the trauma. H is for the hurt, but it's all for the honor. A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, so the M is for motivation. Gotta stay consistent, the P is to persevere. The I is for integrity, innovative career. The O is optimistic, open and never shut. And the N is necessary, cause I'm never giving up. See, they ask me how I did it, I just did it from the heart. Crushing the competition, been doing it from the start. They say that every champion is all about his principles. Carry.
All right. I don't know what that was, but anyway, ladies and gentlemen, back to, this is REWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network. My next guest will be Spending Immortal in her hometown, facing me in a match she asked for. I accepted. Let's talk to the one and only. Gentlemen, she is a Lady Vex. Good evening, Vex.
Good evening, LA.
Feels
that song's a little late.
What's that? Don't
take feels like my song's a little late.
Yeah, things getting a little heated tonight, but you know, we're in Chi-Town, not just next week, but tomorrow as well, here at the United Center, home of the Chicago Bulls. And, you know, you called me out on this match a couple weeks ago, and I was a little reluctant. You know, I don't like to wrestle on my own pay-per-views. I just like to do the show, have it, let everyone else have a good time. But considering it was you, and it's somebody I respect greatly, I couldn't resist the attempt. But so with that being said, Vex, talk to me about what this match means to you against me at Immortal.
I mean, I get to have a great time in my hometown with the boss. I mean, we haven't had that many matches. Just under a year ago, we had a match where you sang to me, and that was hilarious. I'm not asking you to sing to me in this match. I don't know what we have in store for this match, but, you know, I figured, you know what, if I'm going to be an Immortal and there's not going to be a title on the line for me, let's at least face somebody that I can have a great match with and that will bring the crowd down. You know, I'm not asking you to put your hair on the line. I'm not asking you to, you know, do anything too silly. But, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for the work that you put into RAWF. I've always known about the company, but I didn't know if this would be a good fit for me, and it's turned out to be a fantastic fit. It's turned out to be my new home, and I haven't had that for a long time. So being here and being able to have this match with you in Chicago is just, it's something amazing.
It will be amazing. It should be a very amazing evening. And but tomorrow we're in Chicago as well, the United Center. And I know how much you like to spin the wheel to find out who you're facing on Superstar tomorrow, considering it's a very special night tomorrow in Chicago. Would you like to spin the wheel?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Let's do it. Wow, now this ought to be fun. Tomorrow on Superstars, Lady Vex takes on the Teflon Chic. Hello? Okay. You worried me there for a second. I'm like, okay. Did she?
You know my midweek match with Claymore, yes?
Yeah.
LA? I'm not just pulling your hair at Immortal now.
What? What do you mean?
Ginky.
No.
This is not. Wait, you don't like this match? I'm confused. You do or like it, or you don't like it? I'm confused now.
I like it. I like it a lot.
That's what she said.
It's just, you know, Random Draw has a way of putting me in the way of Mithras, Claymore, and Sheik more often than I can count. But no, it's going to be fine. It's going to be perfectly fine. Can we make it no DQ?
We can do that.
Thank you. Oh,
wait a minute. You mean the Sheik match, not Mar match, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
I back it either way.
Or we can make ours a cage match as well.
No. I'm looking forward to a nice, good, friendly match. No need for cages or anything crazy. No. Don't laugh like that. Quit it.
Yeah. I'll remind you in the morning. United Center, Chic, no DQ. And then a week later, Soldier Field, L.A., Vex. Immortal.
Okay.
Round of drinks on me.
That could have gone better, I think. I don't know. Did it go well or not, Elvaken? I'm confused.
So am I, because I'm not sure, like she's going to do more than pull your hair, which, you know, that could be a threat or that could be a promise. I don't know. Now she wants you in a cage again, threat or promise. I don't know. I just you come prepared. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, all righty. It's been a weird night. This is not the night I was expecting, but I suppose, I mean, what more could possibly happen tonight?
You know better than that.
I mean, Belt Collector would like to call you.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
What? I haven't heard that in it.
That's not your music.
That's not.
Yes,
that's,
it is.
But that's okay.
But, L.A., you asked where I've been. I just answered the question. Whoops. Uh-oh.
Okay. All right. I get you. I get you. I hear you. So, Paige, welcome back. Good to hear from you. And got a lot to talk to you about. Quite possibly, if you're lucky enough to win the Biatch of the Month, which you're still in the semifinals of, you may go on to win some gold at Immortal 8 just a few short weeks after returning. What would that be like for you?
Well, I will say it will be my first title in RAWS, but I got to start somewhere.
This is true. It would be, and that would certainly be one hell of a comeback story if that were to happen. But of course, you still have to finish out the tournament, so we'll see what happens there. But then at Immortal 8, you will be going up against your old nemesis, a man you know up, down, right, sideways, fought him so many times. It's too numerous to mention. It's the Razor. Talk to me about what you have planned for Razor at Immortal 8.
And that's exactly why I had to make my presence known tonight, LA. Because you see, we've done it all. We've had all types of matches but one. And again, I'm pulling a page from my mentor. Razor, you, me, Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell. You are a Hell in a Cell against the Razor. Well, I mean, he of course would have to accept such a match before I can. Speak of the devil. Please welcome the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, LA.
Well, you heard what she had to say. What does you have to say?
If that's what she wants, I can't be responsible for what might happen.
To you or to her?
To both. Come on now, LA. You've seen our matches.
Coogs is calling for it to be the cell to be electrified. She wants a high voltage steel cage out of this.
Ooh, I like the way Coogs thinks.
Razor, you up for that?
Sounds interesting.
All right. I am changing the match to a high voltage steel cage match between you two. Why not? It's probably like the one match. It's probably the one thing you two haven't fought in over the years, a high voltage steel cage. Why not? Right?
I told you I was going to find something we hadn't done yet.
Well, that certainly does. Razor, have you ever fought in a high voltage steel cage before? Anybody?
I can't say that I have.
Oh, well, this will be a treat for you. Not. Jericho,
hey,
I think it will be a treat for you too, either, to be honest. I mean, just
I
saying.
I can make sure Vexy runs you into it after your match.
Well, you, You stay out of that. You don't need me going to my. Oh my word! All right, you two got it. High voltage steel cage match at Immortal 8. The rivalry continues anew at the biggest show of them all in RAWF. Any words for each other before we move on?
See, I'm gonna give him a nice, pretty little scar to match the one I have from him, but mine's gonna hurt more.
I'm sure by the end of this match, Paige, we'll both be lucky not to be scarred.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
All right. You got it. It's signed, sealed, and delivered. You two in the high voltage steel cage next week at Immortal. Good luck to both of you. Try not to die, I guess.
Come on now, you know better than that, LA. I haven't yet.
Not from lack of trying. All right. Yeah. All right. Wow. This is going to be a night full of surprises, ladies and gentlemen. We still have other for surprises left in store for you. But first, let's bring on the reigning Midnight Oboe champion. She has a chance to regain a belt from Beast at Immortal 8, amongst other endeavors in Soldier Field. She is... Gentlemen, she is Black Irish's own Maeve O'Hare joining us. Maeve, good evening.
Good evening, Mothman. Good evening, Vacant.
Hola. Here, wait, hold on. There you go.
You got my seat ready for me.
I do.
Thank you. So how are you keeping, Mothman?
It's been an evening. It's been an evening, Maeve. That's what
it's
I can say right
it's
now.
It's been a happening from what you've said. You've said that like 47 times.
It's not that I was counting
or nothing.
Immortal 8, we are unstoppable. 8 nights away, and you've got a big night on your plate at Soldier Field. Let's start, first of all, War Games. Let's talk about War Games. Black Irish taking on the group of Luke Cage, Chris Cage, Lord of Pain, and Wildfire. So give me a brief history of how this all ended up playing out. I mean, obviously, Liam and the Lord of Pain have been having their issues, but how did the rest of you all get involved in this?
Well, I mean, the Black Irish side is easy. I mean, we're an adhesive group. Liam wanted backup. He had it. As for the ragtag bunch that the Nunzio's got coming with him, I mean, Chris and Luke seem to be kind of joined at the hip, which is very odd, and I try not to think about that too much. Wildfire's the real, well, pardon the pun, wild card there.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there? I heard tell that it was because she's a redhead and they wanted a redhead to balance me out. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's the rumor going around the locker room. At the end of the day, it's going to be a battle, but I ain't too worried about it because I could trust Black Irish with my life, and I wouldn't trust most of that team if they told me the sun would rise in the east the next day.
Okay. It's nice to see Black Irish going as a team into this. Although it does seem recently there was a minor issue, possibly minor, between you and IKP. Can you confirm or deny that?
I've got no idea what you're talking about, both men. Between me and IKP, IKP and I are great friends.
Okay. All right. So obviously,
was there something in particular that made you think that?
Just something that happened on Superstars a couple of weeks ago. Seemed like you two had
little interview incident.
Little interview incident.
Right. I can see what might have made you think that. No, everything's just fine. We are one big happy Irish family.
I guess that means we fight a lot.
Well, of course we fight a lot. Have you seen us?
Well, fair enough.
That's kind of what we do for a living here.
But when family's up against the wall in a fight, you know, there's nothing better, no better team than a good family. So if what you're saying is true, the Cages, Lord of Pain and Wildfire should be in for it come War Games.
There are exactly two people outside of Black Irish I trust as much as Black Irish, and they're both spoken for at the show, so I've got the best team I can find.
All right. Well, now let's talk about the rematch. It seems like you and Beast just keep running into each other at these pay-per-views, and at Immortal 8, the two of you will go at it once again.
With me. It's strange but flattering. Flattering but strange. I'm not sure what order you put that in. But I let him play act with my belt for a month. I had a little too much going on the plate. But I decided I'm not so good at sharing, at least not when it comes to belts, so I want it back.
And you get your chance at Immortal 8 to get the Hatfield McCoy Championship back from Beast. How much will that last match play into the strategy you have going to Immortal? I mean, he obviously surprised you. Obviously, it was not what you expected. Maybe a little stronger. Maybe he'd prepared a little better than he had in previous matchups. Are you taking him more seriously than ever?
I mean, I'm taking it seriously. It's a title match at Immortal. Of course I'm taking it serious. But like I said, I've decided that it's more important to keep the belts close to me than to let them go off and play with other people. So I don't think we're going to see a repeat of last month's result, not when it comes to the Hatfield and McCoy title.
And then, of course, there is the Midnight Hobo Championship, and you will not be... Yeah, I have a feeling that this one...
About that.
You will be taking on no less than a man who's main evented Immortal in the past, has been a World Heavyweight Champion, was the longest reigning FUBAR City champion in RAWF history, and now he's coming after you for that Midnight Hobo Championship at Immortal 8.
Ain't he done enough? Can't he leave me alone?
I'm sensing a little less confidence talking about Frank than you were talking with Beast. Are you just
he freaks me out. I mean, he wears people's faces. You had that face in a jar in here. You saw that. You saw how creepy it is. I don't do well with the creepy, spooky stuff. I don't like people who have magic powers. I don't like these people who pop in and out of places. I don't like people who talk about the fair folk. And I certainly don't like people who wear other people's faces.
Like albinos?
Normal. Like what?
Wow, you said the fair folk, like albinos or like blonde people? What do you mean?
The fair folk. You're going to make me say it, aren't you?
I don't know what you mean.
If this comes back to bite me in the arse, I'm blaming you. Fairies.
Pale skin.
I don't think you can say that anymore. I don't think that's PC.
What? creepy little supernatural things who make deals and steal your soul.
Oh, like chupacabras.
I don't think they eat goats.
Oh, then I don't know. Okay.
What the heck's it called? They got you Americans have them all wrong. You show them with like little pixie dust and magic wands and flitting around and granting wishes. That's not what they do. They are evil incarnate.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You. Let's get back talking about Uncle Frank now. I mean,
so he
obviously
has to. Again, his face, it creeps me out. And he don't talk. Like, I'm not
technically
saying
somebody
that
else's
as
face
a bad thing. I mean, didn't he like win a match to like have ownership of it? Isn't ownership 9/10 of the law?
I mean,
fair.
But at any rate, and he don't talk, and I know that ain't his fault. I'm not holding it against him. I'm not trying to be ableist here, but I don't like someone that I can't have that back and forth with. It unsettles me.
Well, I mean, I can understand
that. The last two times I faced him, he beat me, and I don't like that odds. You know, it's not a good precedent going into a title match at Immortal.
Are you saying this could be the toughest match of your RAWF career?
No, because I've had to face English before. I've had to face Mithras before. But it's certainly going to be the hardest match of my Midnight Hobo career.
Fair enough. It very well could be. Because, I mean, Uncle Frank is no stranger to Immortal. He's no stranger to main eventing Immortal. And he's no stranger to title belts. So, yeah, I have a feeling this could be the toughest test of your Midnight Hobo reign.
And then, add to that there is a very real possibility that I'm going to have a fourth match. And I don't know how I got myself so busy because I barely got my one match last year.
We're just trying We're trying to make up for last year, I guess. I don't know. But
I mean, at least I turned up for my match last year. But at any rate, I have every intention of beating whoever wins the other semifinal match. Wildfire is always a tough opponent, but I mean, I got to face her at least once. And I'd really, the good thing is for people like El Vacant who have good taste is that you're guaranteed a redhead versus the redhead at Immortal for the Estrogen title.
Yeah.
So make sure you got front row seats ready for Vacant for that match, because I know he's going to want to be up close and personal.
All right. Well, Dave, you have, as you said, a full plate at Immortal 8. You have a week to prepare for it. Good luck to you on all those matches.
Bossman, just one word of advice for your own match going in. Maybe don't say random draw while you're there. I think it might make Vex just a touch upset.
I hadn't planned
you have such lovely hair. I'd hate to see her snatch you bald headed.
No, it's supposed to be a time. Thank you, Maeve. I appreciate the advice. I do.
I'm here to help.
Maeve O'Hara, ladies and gentlemen, reigning Midnight Hobo champion, looking to retain against possibly the toughest challenge of her career at Immortal 8 in Uncle Frank. We will find out what happens next week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he's a little fashionably late tonight, but he's here. Let's talk to Mr. RAWF. I got to get a scoop, an update, if you will, on his halftime show. Our annual Immortal halftime show. Let's talk to
crossed every line, broken every it's retribution time. Cause the church that I went to, it ain't that holy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judgment, or the Duke of Self, I should say. Duke, how are you this evening, sir?
Hola, jefe.
Hello, you. Hey, common folks, how are you guys doing? Common people, how are you doing? Welcome to my show.
Well, I don't know about it being your show, but you're certainly...
Oh, it's going to be my show. It'll eventually be my show. I'm basically going to be taking over everything. I'm going to be taking all the multimedia, and I'm going to be taking away over this and this and this. I mean, I'm already paying for your pay-per-view this upcoming. I'm already paying for the biggest pay-per-view of your that you put up here. So yeah.
Okay. Well, I know you're paying for the halftime show, which is, you know, refreshing. Because usually it costs me an arm and a leg for what you do, but this year. So you said you were going to give me a report, going to give everyone the scoop on what was going to be going on.
Yes.
Ahead of time, something you don't normally do. So I'm looking forward to it. Been looking for it for a couple of weeks now. So what's the scoop, Judge?
I have went out and I have got the biggest, the hottest group that I could find.
Okay, I like the sound of that. Please don't tell me it's the Beatles. Okay.
This group has had more number ones than the Beatles, Elvis, Michael Jackson, and Whitney Houston, and Lionel Richie combined.
I'm somewhat of a music expert, and I know you're less of one than I am, but I don't think that's possible. Do you?
I'm pretty sure no.
Oh, this, trust me, these, you ask any person. And as a matter of fact, this is someone who one of your greatest here in RWF loves. And I took that into consideration. I said to myself, self, why don't I give one of the possible, who could be the next world champion, bring his favorite group to Immortal, and that's why
I know who it is.
The Muppets.
Okay, not who I thought it was.
Me neither. The Muppets, really? Wow. Okay.
Muppets,
I mean,
yes.
That would be awesome. I can't say that wouldn't be the Muppets. The only problem with the Muppets is they're kind of small. And the Soldier Field's kind of big. Are people going to be actually able to see the Muppets? I suppose they could. But
big screen.
Okay. All right. I suppose that. I mean, I love the Muppets. I love me some Kermit. I won't lie. Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog. I love that. You know. Okay.
Fozzie Bear. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm digging it.
Big
oh, Vacant. You like the Muppets,
Mo.
Right?
I mean. Actually, I think they're kind of creepy.
Oh. What?
But
I mean, I love the Muppets. We can do the Muppets. That's awesome.
But there's a person over here. Where's the other one? Greatness. Where's Greatness? Greatness? Come on. I know you like the Muppets. Come on, Greatness.
All right, so we're definitely getting Dr. Teeth in the Electric Mayhem, but I got a question. Is Kermit going to be playing It Ain't Easy to Be Green, or is he going to be playing Rainbow Connection, or is he going to be doing both? Because I'm, as a fan of both this sport and the Muppets in almost equal measure, I got to say that I'm legitimately almost out of my seat right now.
He, you know, I asked Kermit that, and Kermit said to tell you, he is writing a special song for this.
Oh, I am so on board.
Yeah, he's on board. I mean,
all right. Well, you made one person happy. So, I mean.
Yeah, I did. Now I got a bunch of bubble.
Wait, you got a what?
Unfortunately, due to COVID, the Muppets can't perform in public right now.
But you just said you.
Oh, I've got to get somebody else. I apologize. It was good. It was a good idea. It was good. It was awfully good. It was a good chance, but. Yeah, I mean, I just can't take that risk. I can't take the risk of Kermit getting corona and Oscar the Grouch getting COVID and have to be quarantined and stuck in this and Big Bird. What kind of cage would Big Bird be stuck in? That'd be like a big cage, a big cage. So I can't do that to the puppets. I mean Muppets.
They're puppets.
Well, you know, I am the puppet master, but I will be. Anyway, I will be getting you. So I will be getting you another group in the future. Just know you have a group at the pay-per-view. You're going to have an outstanding group at the pay-per-view.
Okay. All right, Judge. I appreciate it. Hopefully you'll let me know sometime this week, before the actual show, right?
We will. We'll do it every week.
Okay.
Look at it this way. Have a relationship now.
That is really the wrong thing to ask, Judge. That is really the wrong thing to ask.
I've never let you down. Come on, never let you down.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, the Duke of Self, Judgment, getting ready for Immortal as only he can, planning the halftime show and giving me a migraine. Thank you, Judge.
You're welcome. Now back to your uncommon regular show.
Wait, didn't you have an announcement to make tonight, or didn't I hear that you had an announcement to make tonight?
Yes.
Or was that for? Okay,
yes, I have an announcement to make. I have started building my coalition. And I have recruited two people.
That's
two
not
people
a very
who
big
coalition.
It's going to start out.
They're part of my cabinet right now.
That's more like a play date.
Wait till you hear them. Coming up first, everyone's got to have a chairman of the board. So starting tomorrow, working for me would be the one and only Razor.
Okay. Well, that's definitely a chairman, if there ever was one.
And then coming in as well, this is the big one. This person is going to be my new Secretary of Defense. He's a general. He has joined the coalition. This is Christopher Cage.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, that's a coalition.
I'll be back to name more members of my coalition and my board of directors here at a later time.
All right. Sounds good.
Now back to my cereal.
Go back to your cereal. You do that. El Vacant, he's driving me crazy again. He's doing it to me again, isn't he?
What is he doing? Give me the goddamn contract.
Here's the contract. Immortal Griffiths is back, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the contract.
Get him to sign it. He's signing his death warrant.
Okay. Paragon. Griffith has signed the contract for the World Heavyweight title match. Would you sign it as well, please?
Oh, man, you seem angry, Griff. Wonder why that is. Go ahead and hand me that contract. I think that
yeah.
we've got ourselves a little bit of a interesting situation here. I wonder if he's going to be able to bring that fire in about 7 days. There you go. Take
Remember the fire I brought the last time you disrespected me? Because that'll be nothing compared to this.
Wow. Okay. The contract has been signed by both parties for the main event at Immortal 8. That was interesting. Thank you, gentlemen, and good luck to both of you. Hopefully we'll talk more next week. Whew. Well, that, not so many surprises tonight, including our first-time caller joining us now. He just recently signed with RAWF. Immortal 8 will take on Strangleheart in a Texas Four Corners bull rope match. He challenged Strangleheart openly. Strangleheart countered with the match. He accepted, so this will be his debut and on an RAWF pay-per-view. Please welcome for the first time on After Hours, the Belt Collector. Belt Collector, good evening, sir.
How we doing?
Doing good, doing good. So, Belt Collector, You were pretty excited about joining RAWF. You messaged me on several occasions to join, and when you finally got in there, you dove in head first. I got to give you credit. Why Strangleheart though? What is it about Strangleheart? Do you have a history that I'm not aware of?
We have had a story past previously, yes.
So the two of you know each other well. It's a kind of a rivalry of sorts?
Depends on how you want to look at it. He tries to kind of like poke the bear kind of thing.
Now, when you called him out, were you expecting him to make it a Texas bull rope match? Did that catch you off guard, or were you expecting, knowing him as well as you do, expecting him to try to pull something like that?
Like my thing I said before, I welcome all challengers. Challenges, it's just, I go with what, I like you said, I jump in with both feet. I don't back down. So
being, I like to often ask this of people who just join RAWF. You've read the company concept thoroughly. You've looked at all the rules and understand what you're getting into, right? That this isn't a company like any other company in WU.
Right. I've had a little insight from a good reliable source that's actually in RAWF, and I'm not going to mention any names of who he is, but he has been kind of my mentor, and he told me to be patient about joining your company, and I was patiently waiting for, honestly, I was honestly surprised.
Well, I do appreciate you waiting. It paid off. You got in, you're in, you will wrestle at Immortal, take on Strangleheart. So talk to me about what you plan on doing to Strangleheart, even though technically he has the advantage in this match. This is a match he's wrestled in RAWF many times and has yet to lose said bull rope match. Are you worried that maybe you talked yourself into a disadvantage?
Or it could be an advantage, or it could be an advantage on my part, it just...
How so?
I guess the way to look at it is, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
All right.
You can't really predict the future in anything that matches your wrestling.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to change the subject, but if you're done, you have anything else to say about Strangleheart, and then I got another question for you.
That's good about that subject. We can carry on.
So there are a lot of arrogant names in WU, to say the least. I mean, we've seen quite a few. But Belt Collector, if I'm being honest, has got to be in the top five of most arrogant names I've ever heard. It's just, and you know, I'm not saying it's a bad name. I'm just saying it says a lot, and it's very cocky. It could make you a huge target to say you're a belt collector, because in RAWF, there's a lot of belts here that people covet and really have a fondness for. Are you worried that maybe you are going, that putting yourself out like you have has made you a huge target, put a huge target on your back right off the get-go?
No. I don't see it that way. So,
okay.
Really, I don't.
All right. I take it you've had a lot of success in other companies to be able to call yourself a belt collector. I'm just trying to get into what you're all about here. That's all I'm trying to do.
Well, I should say this. I was away for a while, and I was originally in FBW back in the day. I was gone for a while, for a few years, but I reemerged as a different persona, and so it's not my first rodeo. You know, I've been here before, and so a lot of things here is not really new to me.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing what you could. I'm look forward to seeing what you're going to do here in RAWF. No doubt about it. Your journey begins at Immortal. Your true RAWF journey, taking on Strangleheart in your Texas Bull Rope match. I wish you the best of luck with that. Strangleheart is no slouch. We finally here in RAWF get to see what you can do. So, good luck to you, sir.
All right. Thank you for your time.
That was the Belt Collector, ladies and gentlemen. First time here on After Hours. What can we expect from the Belt Collector? Only time will tell here. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, his brother Alex, and the one and only Demented Fallen Angel laid out a six-man tag challenge a few weeks ago. It has been accepted. Let's talk to the mysterious one himself. Caliber now joining us on the program. Mark, good evening.
Good evening to you too, LA.
So, Mark, you laid out the challenge a couple of weeks ago. It has been accepted by the newest group here in RAWF. They call themselves the Void Hackers. This would be Zyberlynx, the Lord of Pain, and Chris Sharpenstein, a newcomer to RAWF, joined for this particular purpose. They accepted you and your brother and DFA's challenge. So tell me exactly what you have in store for us at Immortal.
Well, last week on Superstars was just the beginning. Me and Chris Sharpenstein went one-on-one. And I've already shown an example of what we're going to do at Immortal. Now, of course, Chris tried to play some mind games with me. But I've been in this situation before. I've seen all the smoke. I've seen all the evil smiles. Of course, I also had an evil smile before. I'd like to say mine's a little better, if you know what I mean.
All right. Were you talking to somebody else there for a second? Did I miss? Who were you whispering to?
Just somebody that I know.
Okay.
L.A.
Yes.
I would like to say that the Horde, Mother of the Shadow World, has requested that from now on, you may call us Fractured and Deranged.
Okay. If you think about it,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
If you think about it, L.A., my mind has been fractured for the last year and a half or so. So it's fitting for me. My brother can be a little bit deranged. But the FA, on the other hand, she's a bit of both.
That's kind of an understatement, saying your mind's been fractured over a year and a half. It's more like split into continents. Like, you know, it used to be one big continent. Now it just seems to. But that's beside the point. Let's talk about the Void Hackers. Let's talk about the team of Zyberlynx, the Lord of Pain, and Chris Sharpenstein. How much do you know about them, and what is the plan? What is the strategy going into Immortal?
Well, a couple of them I know very little. As mentioned, I've already shown Sharpenstein exactly what I'm capable of. The Lord of Pain, I actually have been sharing some staff meetings with him a number of months. But Zyberlynx, he once tampered with my pills once while the Joker was still trying to get a Paragon. So I think out of the three, I think I have a lot of history with Zyber the most. Which kind of reminds me. I still kind of owe him for trying to tamper with that stuff anyway. It'll be good to get my hands on him. But now comparing to all three, they may know what they're getting themselves into, but trust me, they don't. They have no idea the amount of darkness that will surround them in a matter of weeks. By the time Immortal arrives, they will soon find out.
All right. Well, should be an interesting night for all around, and March, good luck to you. Fractured and Deranged in their six-man tag. Anything else to add to that, Mark?
Well, let's just say this. As of right now, there is something that we want. There is something that we will take, and it's something that we will have. Want, take, have.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marcus Caliber, the mysterious one, he and his brother, along with demented fallen angel, face off against the Void Hackers at Immortal 8. We are unstoppable. Ah, El Vacant.
See?
I just wanted to hear you say see, because it was the first normal thing I think I've heard in all night. The Lord. Where's the Excedrin? All right. So, with that being said, thank you very, very much. Oh. All right. So, with that being said, it is now time for our promotion part of the show. As we sign off, I will start with the Razor. Razor, anything you would like to promote tonight?
L.A., I've got a room reserved at the Chicago General Hospital. It's room 666. Anybody, after the pay-per-view, anybody who's concerned about Paige can send their flyers and well wishes there.
All right. Thank you, Razor. Would you like to spin the wheel and see who you face tomorrow?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's see who you get. Well, expect to be dodging beer cans tomorrow, Razor, as you'll be taking on the reigning Platinum Dragon Champion D's in rankings action. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
Paragon, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
I mean, I want to be a little bit careful about what I say, but, you know, go hit... I'll share the link here in the chat. My YouTube page, Paragon of Greatness, I've put up the official promotional videos for both Immortal Greatness and the Say Your Prayers match. You know, trying to do my best to promote the show. I hope everybody will enjoy it.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Thank you very, very much, Paragon. Next up, Vex, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Yeah, we're still sharing the scene for Rook's Suicide Awareness Tournament. You can post in there to get an invite. It is a serious scene. We're not looking for any drama. So there's enough of us sharing the responsibility to send invites that eventually someone will get to you if you have not received one yet. Just a quick pop in again and ask for one is no problem whatsoever. Also, tomorrow, before Paige hits her hospital bed, she's going to hit it first.
All right. Thank you, Vex. Real quick, Paragon, want me to spin the wheel for you for tomorrow as well, since I forgot?
You know, absolutely. Go for it.
All right. This could be good. This is going to be an important match, to say the least. A warm-up match. The warm-up match for you going into Immortal, you'll be taking on current Triple Crown champion Liam O'Shaughnessy.
That is a match. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Mark, anything you'd like to promote tonight? Marcus. Sorry, Marcus. Anything you'd like to promote tonight, Marcus?
Don't worry, I'll forgive you for that one. A couple of things, I suppose. First off, Commonwealth Wrestling has a pay-per-view coming up of its own. unfortunately, I think it's going to be on the same bit as Immortal. I'm sorry about that. But nonetheless, it is Ready to Rumble, which is basically our final pay-per-view before Commonwealth Games. We will have the men's and women's Ready to Rumble matches, which is going to be cool. But also, I would like to promote my next YouTube episode. I'm here in the chat. You can go there and click on set reminder so that you'll be notified when the show begins. And also, speaking of Ready to Rumble, I am also looking for a few surprise entries. So if you're interested, please let me know.
All right. Do you want to spin the wheel, Marcus?
Certainly.
All right. Let's see who you are. You get Clem tomorrow, Marcus. Clem, formerly the man formerly known as the Count of Monte Cristo, now going around calling himself Clem. All right, that's your opponent tomorrow. Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Maeve, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to promote the fact that you can have a thought and not share it with the rest of the group. In case some folks weren't aware of that, you don't have to share everything that goes through your head. And before you ask, yes, I would love to spin the wheelie thingy.
All right. Go ahead. She didn't even wait for me to say go ahead. She just spun the damn. Hobo Ezekiel will be your opponent tomorrow on Superstars, Maeve. Good luck.
Oh, for feck's sake. I thought that we're done with him now that I'm not a go-big bro.
Oh, yes. By the way, that reminds me. A big congratulations goes out. But Maeve, I'll let you make the announcement since you've been updating us. No, I
sure,
can do it if
boss.
You want.
Yep, sure, boss. I would love to tell everybody that I came in second place for Chris Cage. Thank you so much. Good night.
I can feel the load tonight. That's for dang sure. Please. El Vacant, anything you'd like to promote? And no, you don't get to spin the wheel.
Xanax. I'd like to promote Xanax.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? I might have to. Good Lord.
I think it was all the hobo fart. It drove everyone nuts.
Yes. Judge, anything you'd like to promote tonight? Duke of self. I'm talking to you. Are you there? Okay, apparently not. Apparently he's still eating his cereal. He wants to promote cereal. Yes. Okay. And last but not least, the immortal Griffith.
Spin my wheel.
Pardon? Oh, you mean
spin the wheel. It's time to see who gets early.
El Cheeky Black Diablo is your opponent tomorrow on Superstars.
Well, Cheeky, I don't know you real well, but I'll apologize in advance for what's about to happen. You can send the bill to Paragon.
All right, folks, that concludes another interesting episode of RAW After Hours. Next week, it really gets down to the nitty-gritty. It will be Immortal Weekend. We'll be here for RAWF After Hours. And then, of course, the next night, Immortal 8, We Are Unstoppable, live from Soldier Field in Chicago. Hall of Fame announcement, Xanthar the Platinum Dragon tournament, and apparently a lot of pissed-off wrestlers going at it tooth and nail. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come join us, won't you? Good night, everybody.